This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. investigators expressing confidence they will identify who is responsible for sending 10 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. Deputy New York Police Commissioner John Miller says a retired Intelligence Bureau detective was one who called in a suspicious package intended for actor Robert De Niro after seeing something similar on TV news.
It struck him that that looked very much like a package he had seen on Tuesday. In mail he was to screen for Robert De Niro Productions at their offices on Greenwich Street.
FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney, who is in charge of the Bureau's New York field office, said the investigation is still in its early stages, thus he would not provide specific answers to media about possible suspects or whether the pipe bombs were properly wired to explode.
I'm not going to get into specifically where we think the packages came from. Some were obviously delivered or in the postal system. I'll leave it at that.
Among the people receiving bomb packages were billionaire businessman George Soros, former President Bill Clinton and his wife, former Secretary of State and presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, former President Barack Obama, and former Vice President Joe Biden, as well as California Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Saudi Arabia has again changed the explanation of killing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate, now saying it was premeditated based on information it had received from Turkey. Khashoggi, who lived in the U.S. in self-imposed exile, wrote numerous articles in the Washington Post critical of Saudi's crown prince. This is VOA News. The Koreas and the United Nations Command move ahead with plans to de-escalate tensions in the truce village of Panmunjom. VOA's Steve Miller reporting the plan to reduce troops and remove all firearms has now gone into effect.
Beginning Friday, October 26, there will be no armed personnel inside the joint security area of the Korean Demilitarized Zone. North and South Korea, along with the United Nations Command, agreed last week to implement a wide range of tension-reducing measures. In addition to the elimination of firearms, both sides will reduce the number of personnel stationed in Panmunjom to 35. Once disarmament has been mutually verified, it's expected that tourists from the North and South will be able to freely move about the area. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
The general wounded in last week's deadly attack in Kandahar is recovering here in Washington, with an Australian general now in command of NATO's advisory mission in the war-torn country's south. Army Brigadier General Jeffrey Smiley was shot on October 18th when a gunman wearing an Afghan security forces uniform opened fire on a group of officials, leaving a meeting with the top NATO commander in Afghanistan, Army General Scott Miller. Miller escaped injury, but General Abdul Razik, an anti-Taliban hardliner, and General Abdul Momin, the local head of the National Directorate of Secretary of Intelligence, were killed, the Taliban claiming responsibility. U.S. military considering sending hundreds of troops to the southern U.S. border after President Trump reiterated that military would be used to prevent a caravan of Central American migrants from entering the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reporting that the troops would help the Border Patrol with vehicles and equipment.
The president and senior officials here at the White House have long believed immigration's a key issue for turning out Trump backers, with the migrant caravan winding its way through Mexico but still several hundred miles from the American border. The president said yesterday the military is ready. A U.S. official says Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis is expected to sign an order sending 800 or more troops to the border, where they'd help the Border Patrol with things like vehicles and equipment. They're in addition to about 2,000 National Guard members sent to the border earlier. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And police in four countries have smashed an international drug trafficking ring in which cocaine was smuggled aboard commercial flights. Colombian police say 30 people have been arrested, including the suspected ringleader Jorge Juan Merlo of Spain. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.